It appears depression may have played a major role in the mass murder of 149 people on the German Wings flight that was flown into a mountain. Investigators reportedly found a note from a doctor excusing the co-pilot from work on the day of the disaster. It was found torn up in his apartment. Dr. Diane Damos is an aviation psychologist. She says in this country, such a note should be taken very seriously.
In the U.S., if somebody gave you an order and said, you know, you're not fit to fly, it's the pilot's moral obligation to immediately contact the airline and say, I am not fit to fly, and the airline will pull them off flight status for however long is necessary.
So pilots are required to self-report? Isn't this kind of like firing yourself?
If they take you off of flight duty, you're off for a period of time. You're not fired, by no means. So, for example, we have pilots here who, for example, might need a stent. They have a coronary problem. They're off flight status for 6 months, but they come back to the job. Just because you're taken off flight status, or if you have a very bad cold, or you get pneumonia, for example, you go off of flight status, but you will come back on. You're not fired.
Depression is generally treated like any other ailment.
The depression issue typically in the United States is handled under the medical end of things. So an airline pilot needs a first-class medical, and in the first-class medical, they're going to ask that person, for example, have they ever attempted suicide? Do they have drug or alcohol dependencies? And have they ever suffered from depression? If the person says yes to those, then it's up to the individual flight examiner to start probing about where this person is at this point in time. And then depending on what that flight surgeon finds and what medications the person may be on, then they're going to make a recommendation to the FAA about whether this person should be issued a first-class medical or not.
Investigators are still struggling to determine just why Andreas Lubitz felt compelled to kill himself and the other 149 people aboard that flight.